Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 18 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 18 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 16 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Cloudy. 18 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. 18 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 15 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Cloudy. 18 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 18 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 16 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 19 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 20 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Cloudy. 22 degrees. Good afternoon. 12 hundred hours. Cloudy. 23 degrees.
Charlie Delta November, monitoring.
Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 24 degrees.
W8FFR, W8FFR, TF5INT.
Good afternoon.
One more time. W8FFR, W8FFR, KF5INT. Heading for KF5INT, click.
Good afternoon, 1400 hours, cloudy, 24 degrees. Good afternoon, 1500 hours, cloudy, 25 degrees. Good afternoon, 1600 hours, cloudy, 26 degrees. Good afternoon, 1700 hours, mostly cloudy, 25 degrees.
That will go from 10 o'clock Eastern to 11 o'clock, maintaining the same branch time and hopefully experiencing the same propagation. We'll keep holding MITN at 7 p.m. And both nets have had to do quite a bit of frequency jumping lately. I don't know what's going on, if it's propagation or what, but in the last couple of months we've experienced a lot more conflicts with other on-air activity, and some of these guys have got to read about it, so it's a whole lot easier to move around. Unfortunately, not everybody's on the reflector, which is probably the best way to find out about that kind of information. If we can, we'll get back to the designated net frequency, put out a call, and try to round everybody up to wherever it is. But sometimes I get, sometimes not. Depends on who's running the show and who they've got helping them. Good news for the Great Lakes Emergency. That's who we're experiencing some of the same problems, and started to take it out 3932, finding that it was pretty quiet, I guess, for some reason. The original folks that we were running up against didn't seem to be there. So they have taken to 3932 and a half, and the last several nights have had some pretty good turnouts, much better than we've seen for quite a while. Max and MITN with what they're working against, the participation and traffic numbers are down, but I guess that's the way it's going to be. And that's about all we have from here. Back to that, WBTQZ.
All right, WBTQZ, KEATUN, Michigan Section ARPS, CNET. Well, thank you for all of the net updates there and for all the work you're doing and continuing to keep those running. Just to confirm, you said that MAX is going to move to 11 o'clock. That will be starting Sunday morning?
Yeah, that will start with the change to daylight saving time, Sunday.
Okay, Roger that. Just as a note for folks, we're going to stay on this frequency in time for now at least. We may find ourselves moving frequencies as the sun changes. for this particular net, but 11 o'clock in there, I made myself a note to update the net directory on miarpsc.org for you for that net. And good to hear that that the new frequency or the old frequency is working out again for Great Lakes net there as well. All right, well, let's go along to KW5AS, and then to be followed by W8COP. Mr. Skip, tell us what's happening up in Menominee.
This is KW5AS. Well, like everyone else, we're near the end of, the season, so we're getting less snow, but still getting snow now and then. Other than that, not much happening here. It's a little difficult to hear the net tonight. The net control for the Wolverine net's splattering a little. I guess he must be a Uper near me somewhere, because he is definitely splattering over on me today. But other than that, there's not much going on. Stations are readable. Of course, since I'm a ways away, some are weak, but so far all stations have been readable today. CW5M.
Hey, well, that's really good news to be able to copy the whole net. Boy, he must be splattering as he's, because that's usually, at, if I remember right, 3935 or 3936, I forget which, but yeah, he should be a little bit off frequency or certainly sending a little bit too wide there. Good to hear from you, Skip, and your signal was nice and solid there. Let's go next to W8COP, and we powered by KAJDD. Mr. Chris, how are things your way?
Well, good afternoon again, Max, and good afternoon to everyone on the net. This is Chris, W8COPECRO for Ogemaw County. Things are going well here, Max. We picked up teaching a tech class last week. We had 8 students. Only 5 of the 8 were available to take the test, so we ended up with 4 new techs. And basically, they're mostly CERT members for the 4 counties that we take care of here. So that was encouraging and kind of glad it's over with for another year, but I'm glad that we could bring some more people into the ham range. Other than that, not a whole lot more going on. We got 27 degrees here in Rose City. The sun is out and the snow is melting, so it's all good. And with that, Max, thanks for running the net. I'll say 7-3 and throw it back to you from W8COP.
All right, W8COP, KEDON, I really appreciate your checking in there. Well, great news on getting new hams in there, and particularly interesting to hear of CERT members coming in like that. That's actually going to be a topic of, on our work group meeting this week. It's on the agenda. I know that because I was just writing the agenda before I came downstairs. One of the things that we're looking at is how to be able to get the get engagement between volunteers and volunteer groups, particularly with Foxtown volunteers working with groups like CERT, with Saturn, of course, and other such groups. So, good to see. Glad you're doing that. All right, let's go next to KAJVD, KAJVD, to be followed by NX0H. Mr. Jim, how are things in Washtenaw?
KADON, the net. This is KJBD. The name is Jim, ECRO for Washtenaw County. Let's see what's happening down here. We've started our siren test season. We had a first one on Saturday, and as unfortunately, we got one that still hadn't got repaired, and one new one that needs to have some repair. That's why we do this, so we'll continue on there, and so we've got a good start off to our siren season there. We picked up, we checked out about 14 sirens this time. Let's see, I was down in Monroe, went through and got a cram course on Arden, and the mesh networks up there are great. I highly compliment Chrissy for a really, really good job on the presentation there, as well as Jay, who was chiming in and helping sort of fill in some of the blanks. And once again, thanks to Lance for hosting it and giving us a really good time down there. We all, a bunch of us went out to lunch down there and enjoyed a good lunch. And as usual, oftentimes, the after-the-workshop conversations are some of the most informative.
Next thing up is I've added three more AECs to the crew here. Been working on kind of a conservative, take it kind of slow and easy, steady. But these three guys are going to be real good additions to what's going on down here. One of them is going to be concentrating on website communications, another one on technology, and a third one will be on training. So these will all sort of dovetail nicely and overlap with a lot of what we're going on down here, and looking forward to sort of building things out. Kind of doing things, like I said, a little on the slow and easy side, but it's always way too easy to break stuff and very, very hard to fix it when you do. So other than that, we're kind of burbling along down here, looking forward to getting into Skywarn training and a bunch of other stuff. So thanks for running the net, Max, and back to you. This is Kilo 8, Julia Bravo Delta.
All right, KAJVD, KAJVD1, Michigan Section Reactive C9. Well, it's good to hear the work with the firing task there. That's a great service that counties can perform, and some counties are doing it. Not everybody does that. Some counties actually don't have sirens anymore, I guess, but that's a different matter. So I do appreciate that. Also, like hearing of your bringing up AECs like that, I mean, it has a couple of purposes in it. One is it gives people engaged. It gives them something to do, and that's a good thing. Another thing is that it shares the load a bit, and you don't have to take it all on yourself. So that's a great, that's a really good thing. The third part of it is that somebody once said that the first order of business when you take on a job is to find your replacement. Not that I'm trying to get rid of you or anything like that, but it's always good to have a few folks standing in the wings there just to be able to bring up, and who knows, maybe one of those guys will be the next EC will wash it off for you. But somewhere long down the road, I would hope, with that as well. All right, let's go to NX0H to be followed by WDAXB. Mr. John, how are things your way? Looking forward to seeing you this week.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing you too, Max. This is John, November X-Ray Zero Hotel, District 2 EC. And we've been having some very productive collaborations with our county ECs and working towards creating systems to improve interoperability among our counties. We've got a lot of good stuff going on, and I'll probably be able to go into more detail in a couple of weeks and give you some updates on the progress. But that's all I have, Max. Looking forward to seeing you on Tuesday, and November X-Ray Zero Hotel, back to net.
All right, and safe travel to you when you come over. NX0HKEDON. Good. Let's go next to WD8AXB, Mr. Charlie, and then we're going to take a standby. Well, thank you, Max, and everybody. This is WD8AXB. This is Charlie here in Kalamazoo County. Do not hear Brett on the net tonight. Busy man, so he must be doing something different than amateur radio. How dare he? Anyway, last Tuesday, District 5 had a smaller, abbreviated District 5 DEC meeting over here. Just a few counties represented. For some reason, last Tuesday night was a bad night to have a meeting of volunteers, but Brett held it, and we had some good discussion. Definitely made the meeting a lot more intimate, and it's nice to be in a restaurant that actually has a room set aside for small meetings, and now we're not in a restaurant that's more like a bar with pounding music and pounding sports televisions. So we're in a better location now, and in a little more intimate setting for a private group to have a private meeting. So there you go. So I know Brett will be soon up to going to the Interop conference. St. Joseph County. County, the county to my direct south, where I've been assisting, is losing its current emergency manager. She's moving to some other job within the county organization, I think she's been with the county maybe 5 years, or close to 5 years, and has been a friend of amateur radio, and so she said with whoever gets chosen to be the new emergency manager for St. Joseph County, she'll put in a good word about amateur radio volunteers. So with that, just been working on some vintage radio projects and getting the station ready for taking radio outdoors, playing at some local parks, and of course going camping when the weather gets a wee warmer. 50 degrees during the day isn't bad, but when it's 30 and below at night, I'm not so interested in camping. So everybody have a good time up at Interop. Max, back to you from WD8AXB.
All right, Charlie, thank you. WDEDXB, KEADLM, appreciate all your comments there, and be interesting to see who the new person is that comes in St. Joe. Very nice to know that the outgoing one will be able to put in a good word for us. That speaks to the relationship that's important to build there. All right, we'll take a standby and see if there's anybody else who would like to join the Michigan Amateur Radio. And if so, please call now. Okay, hearing none, I did pick up KB8SWR. He is on Echo Link, and so he's checked in and out. Let's see here. Well, next, we'll go to KB8RWE to be followed by WB8TKL. Mr. Dale, how are things your way?
Yeah, this is KD8RWE, Dale from Calhoun County, and we just kind of belong to the Skywarn team. We had our siren test Saturday, and they did something a little different. We've got the ability to set off the sirens in sections down here, so, you know, if something happens on the east side of the county, we don't have to set off the sirens on the west side of the county. And we had some little trouble and some bugs to work out, and after the siren, we usually all meet at a little luncheon and talk a little bit, so that's about all I got for the net, so we'll give it back to Net Control, KD8RWE out.
All right, thank you, Dale. KB8RWE, KEADON, again with the siren testing, and I appreciate hearing more always about that. And heck, that's why you do the test, right, is to find where the bugs are and help get those cleaned up. All right, we'll go next to WB8TKL to be followed by KB8TGW. Jay, how are things your way?
KEADON on the Michigan ARPSC net. This is Whiskey Bravo 8 Tango Kilo Lima J in Ypsilanti. Well, as Jim said, we did attend the 2-hour-long AREDN Arden microwave training down at the Monroe EOC. Had prearranged to help out Chrissy from the Northwest Ohio Arden Group. They've got a ARDC grant to deploy a dozen or so nodes on various hospitals and such buildings through the Toledo area. That'll turn out to be a pretty good network. I think they expect to have the bulk of that completed by the end of summer. Here in Washtenaw County, we've got a couple, three buildings already, the rooftops populated. Network's been in place. Actually have one of the sites that behaves itself, knock on wood, I probably jinxed it, but nodes there have been running for about 2.5 years without a reboot, so we're quite happy about that. Anyway, the network is growing. out. We're starting spurs going off of that towards Saline and up to the north campus of U of M. So things are growing, and if Monroe goes and deploys what they were hoping to do as of their proposed map a couple years ago, maybe the three networks would tie together at some point, whether that be internet tunnels or whether it actually be via RF, time will tell, but should be pretty nice. We are placing PTZ cameras at each of our really high points, so that we can look around and see what's going on, watch weather, or just, you know, there's always something fun to play with anyway. Keep you occupied. Well, while I was at that training, my wife, W8ZWY, took the second car, and she joined the siren test here in Washtenaw. And one of the sirens she was assigned to was one that failed to turn in the past. And she was able to report everything was functioning properly. In preparation for Hamvention, which seems like so far away, but really isn't all that long before we get into that. You know, we've been sedentary all winter long, and you know, you get out to Hamvention and you start huffing around for 3 days and carrying some boat anchors and some treasures, you suddenly realize that you're not in the physical condition you thought you were. So, you know, it's like heart attack city. Anyway, the other day we went on a 1.5 mile walk around the neighborhood. Today we kept it short, just did 0.6 miles, and finished that just before coming in for the net. But always good to go and prepare before you go down to the Hamvention, because you want to be in decent shape so you can get around the place and find those great deals. Now that's about it from here. WB8TKL, back to net.
All right, Jay, thank you. WB8TKL, KEATR, Michigan Section A, PRCNet. Yeah, that is important to make yourself, get yourself into a good shape. That is a bit of walking around. I haven't experienced it personally yet. One of the years I am going to get down there. My weekends, unfortunately, right now are, well, fortunately, my weekends are tied up at the moment. So when that doesn't happen anymore, that'll be a sad day. But anyway, good to hear all of that. And sounds like you're getting a step closer to the joining of the three networks there, so good luck with that. Let's go to KPA-PGW to be followed by N8SBE. Mr. John, how are things here in Midland?
Hello, good morning. Good afternoon, Max, everybody on the net. Yeah, it's 21 degrees here, at least right here. It's nice to see at least somewhat warmer temperatures. We're still being nice to see a little bit better this time of year, but I'm happy with what we have versus 0 degrees, and not much going on other than I do have the week off, so I've cleaned up the radio area and organized some things. Just today starting to think about field day, not sure what, it's a little bit off, a few months, but might be a good time to start planning some different activities. That's all for now. KB8TGW, have a good afternoon.
All right, John, thanks for checking in, and sounds like you're making good use of that free time. Enjoy your time off there as well, and thanks for checking in. Let's go next to N8SBE, followed by N8OBU. Mr. David, how are things your way?
KE8DON in the Michigan. Great Sierra Bravo Echo, Dave in Ann Arbor. And we're doing okay here. We're going to have the rest of our HVAC system installed tomorrow. They're going to come and bring the air conditioning unit over and get that in place. Taking advantage of reasonable weather, I guess. It's going to be maybe in the low 40s tomorrow. And so we'll see how that goes. Other than that, I'd have to say it would be nice, actually, if the Michigan RTNet would follow UTC rather than keeping the same local time when we go to daylight savings, because what's going to happen now is that once a month there's going to be a direct conflict with the FEMA Region 5 Oxcom net because they're sticking to UTC time, and so it's going to fall right on top of this net. So there's that. I just throw that out there. I know that AE meters is considered a local regional type of band, and so most of the nets on 80 meters tend to stick with local time, but we do have this problem. I have a whole bunch of other nets on Sundays, and they all follow UTC, and this is the one that doesn't. So back to NEC, NAFBD.
All right, thanks for checking in, David, and thanks for your comment. NASBEKEABON. The FEMA Region 5 net also follows local time, so we will stay at 4 o'clock Eastern time as the start time for that net, 3 o'clock Central. It's the UTC time that will actually change by an hour. So there shouldn't be a clash with that. What will happen as the sun shifts across the sky and everything, as we move towards summer, we'll probably move from 80 up to 40 for a while and then come back down again in the fall. But we'll wait and see how that goes. But no, definitely, FEMA Region 5 net shouldn't be a clash for you there. That should still be at 4 o'clock local time. Let's go next to NAOBU to be followed by KC8YVF. Mr. Mike, thank you for riding along today and providing the remote.
Well, you're welcome, too. I was tight. I was out taking care of some business and I was on my way home. Wasn't sure if I was going to make it in time, but we made it with a couple minutes to spare. Nothing new going on here. Sun shining, enjoying that. Other than that, still trying to get this rest of this crud out of me. Everybody's gotten it in the last few weeks, and I'm down to the sniffles and the cough. But it's all good. All right, everybody, take care, and we'll be monitoring in case I'm needed. Thanks again for being net control. NAOBU.
All right, well, thank you again for equally providing along with the remote, providing the remote so that VHF, UHF folks can check in. Do appreciate that very much, and I'm sure they do. Let's see, next we go to up here to Saginaw, KC8YVF, to be followed by KB9IAR. Mr. Ron, how are things going?
Good afternoon, Max. Everyone on the net tonight. This is KC8YZF, DC for Saginaw County. We just finished our latest ARIES training on Thursday. We did reporting and logging. Reports get everybody back up and getting ready for the upcoming season here on being able to log correctly, what they should be reporting, what they should be putting in their logs, what types of logs and things that they've done. We've done multiple trainings on the various ICS forms, but just a review of what they should be putting in the forms, what they should be putting in their logs. So that was done. Next month, I haven't got a training set up at the moment, but we'll have one next month as well. We do have a Skywarn training coming up in person. Location hasn't been determined at this time, but it is up on the NWS calendar for Skywarn training, so we'll be looking forward to that for those that need to be improve their certifications in that. We do have coming up on Friday a tabletop exercise for Saginaw. I'm waiting to hear back from my emergency manager if we need to participate in that exercise, so I will contact him on Monday and see exactly what he's got going on for that. That will be in preparation for the May exercise, which will be a functional exercise for MDS International Airport up in Freeland. FAA requires the airports to do a functional exercise every 3 years, and that'll be coming up in May as well. So we'll get some information on exactly what's going to be going on with that coming up there. I'd like to include also Bay and Midland counties in that exercise, even if the counties themselves may not be participating in the exercise. I'll try and get the ARIES Oxcom members involved in that to be able, at least for a tri-county event. So I'll be working with the EECs of the other two counties as we get closer to that date. That's really all I've got for this time, Max. Thanks for doing the net today. This is KC8YVF, back to net.
Misconception of the FBI CNET. Well, first, quick question. Are you on HF today?
Yes, I am on HF today. I decided to try that. The link dropped out about halfway through the start of the net, so I switched over to HF, and that's what I logged in. That's what I am on now.
Okay, really
signal for you there, so just give you a quick radio signal report. And thank you for all of that. And by the way, I mean, folks, if you're looking for training material, reach out to KCYVF. He's got a curriculum of a good couple of years worth of stuff that he cycles through with his team there, and it's some really good material that he's trying to put together. So I'll just make a quick plug there. All right, next we go to KB9IAR. That will take us to the bottom of the roster. Mr. Don, how are things in Battle Creek?
Good evening, gentlemen. Things pretty good here in Battle Creek. I can't think of much to add here. Just looking forward to some of these warmer temperatures coming up this next week. And Post is predicting, I think, 62 for one day the following week. So we're getting there little by little. That's about all I have. Back to that control. KE8DON. KB9IAR.
All right, KB9IAR, KE8DON. Well, thank you for checking in again, Don. As I said, good signal today. So great signals all around from everybody. We are at the bottom of the roster, and so I'll take a pause here, see if there's anyone else would like to take to check into the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. If so, please call now. Are there any relays? All right, hearing none, we will go ahead and we'll wrap up this session. We had 15 check-ins today. That's pretty good. We ran 36 minutes. So I hope everybody has a nice week ahead. Enjoy the weather, whatever form it takes, I guess, and stay safe and healthy. This is Kilo Echo 8 Delta, Oscar November, closing this session of the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet, and returning this frequency to normal amateur use. KEA-DON, clear.
KEA-DON, KJVD.
KEA-JVD, KEA-DON.
Hi there, Max. I got 15 check-ins also, 36 minutes for the actual net, and about 14 for the pre-net. And sort of looking forward to the future, one of the new AECs is an old retired curmudgeon like the rest of us, but two of them are in their late 40s, and I have high hopes for them. So, yes, indeed, nobody lives forever, and hopefully these two guys will come through and see what's going on. If not, we'll adjust. Back to you. This is KJBD, and thanks for running the net.
Oh, hey, that's really good news to hear that you're able to bring, as you said, bringing along two folks like that is a great thing, and bringing along two of them that are younger like that as well, relatively speaking younger, and that's really good news to hear, so appreciate that, and good to have you here on the net this afternoon. I smell the cooking. I think my dinner is on the table, so I'm probably going to be shutting down the station and heading upstairs. You have yourself a great evening, 7-3.
Thanks, Mike. Give me the rest of your...
Error 202.
Good evening, 1800 hours, partly sunny, 26 degrees.
KF8AYL, monitoring. KB8OE, mobile.
Good evening, 1900 hours, mostly cloudy, 26 degrees.
KF8AYL, monitoring.
K2IDO mobile.
KF8AYL, monitoring.
K2IDO mobile and monitoring.
K2, how are you doing tonight? This is KF8AYL. My name is Ken here.
Hi, Ken. This is K2IDO. My name is Leah. Just passing through, and I didn't quite catch if you were calling somebody in particular or just saying hey.
Nope, I was just calling out monitoring to see if anybody else was out there and around. So passing through, huh? That's always fun. Trying to find different places to connect to and talk to.
Yeah, you never know who might pop in. Every now and then I will pull up a station while I'm listening to music, and I had this one I called out a little while ago on it and just left it on, and then the music was playing, so I didn't quite hear you. So, yeah, hey, yeah. Doing about 400 miles today, and I've got another 150 to go.
That almost sounds like the terminology a trucker would use. Is that your profession?
Oh, negative. I'm not a professional driver. Just hauling some stuff and towing a car at the moment.
I see. Yeah, well, that's a pretty good haul of mileage in a day, that's for sure.
And normally I'm escaping Michigan when it's winter time and I'm heading down to Texas, but this time I'm going the other way. I'm left Dayton, Ohio, and I'm heading up towards Alpena.
Oh, well, there's still quite a bit of snow up there, and I think they're supposed to get some more in the next couple of days, but then I think it's supposed to warm up, so I don't know how long you're going to be there, but I'm probably headed back up to the UP sometime this week myself, but yeah, that's a different story.
Well, I'm all ears until you break up. What's going on with the UP?
Oh, no, I didn't mean it like that. There's just a lot more snow. I'm going up there for snowmobiling and checking our cabin up there, make sure it's not collapsing or anything of that nature, and just kind of enjoying the solace up there.
Sounds beautiful. I'm hoping to get up there a little bit, too, and do some POTA activations in the winter. I haven't crossed over except back in the 80s when I went to Michigan Tech. I got used to going across, but, yeah, it's beautiful up in God's country.
Oh, really? You're a Michigan Tech person, huh? That's, I am as well. I went to Tech from 88 to 92.
I was up there in the early 80s and ended up coming, I'm from Southeast Michigan originally, so ended up back down there.
What was your major at Michigan Tech?
I started out general engineering and switched to electrical. I got in there, I skipped my senior year of high school, so I was a little late on declaring a major just to get in, but they accepted me in their engineering program, and then after a bit, I was able to transfer into the electrical.
Ah, I see. Did you have a professor named Robert Zielinski?
I don't remember that one. I remember physics, where we could draw a perfect circle without any template, and we had a chem teacher. I remember my calculus teacher. Where did you stay? I was in Douglas Hilton Hall.
I stayed in East Coed, which is now renamed to McNair, something like that.
Yeah, I was up there when the rec center was being built, and it moved from, what was that, Sherman down there and went up the hill, so that was the year. And we also got the McDonald's that year, so we didn't have to go to Marquette to get some fries. We could just go downtown.
Yeah, I came just after you were there. The rec center was kind of built as a, you know, the new place, and yeah, the McDonald's. I worked there for 2.5 years. I worked at that McDonald's when it was downtown. So it's moved up the hill since in the 2000s or something. But yeah, it's interesting times. There were still people in my day that used to go down to Marquette for Taco Bell, but now there's a Taco Bell up the hill too, so they don't have to do that either.
When you say up the hill, does that mean the Copper Country Mall?
Well, I don't know when the last time you were there was, but the Copper Country Mall is still there, but it's effectively dead. It's really weird. I really don't understand it. All these businesses have moved, like, between town and the mall. So that's what I mean by up the hill. So they're now, if you go like from town from the bridge, like, and keep going up the hill towards the mall, you know, there's a Walmart, there's O'Reilly's, AutoZone, coffee shops, the Taco Bell, a bazillion different businesses. They've all moved out of town and up the hill, which seems bizarre to me, but that's what they've done. And yeah, in the Copper Country Mall today, there's, you know, some facsimile of the community college courses, a couple of businesses that run kind of offices out of it. There's a handful of retail shops, like a Dunham's Sports place and a few other places, but yeah, that's kind of about it. I don't understand why people would abandon the mall for an outdoor business I don't know. It just seems bizarre to me, but that's what's happened. So if you go back there, be in for a shock.
Well, yeah, I guess it's been a few years. K2YDO for ID. I'm assuming the Sumi restaurant is gone, and we can't get the good passes from there. And Parkside went up the hill to the mall, and I don't know that that's still there. at the C&D at the Kentucky Pickled Eggs, and I know they're gone. So, it's sad, but I like the nature. I like the park, so I'll head up to the Keweenaw sometime and enjoy just going and seeing the falls.
Well, the Shumi's still there, so that one's still around. They're still operating, and it's good. Yeah, pickled eggs, not allowed in Michigan anymore because of health regulations. The brine, you know, attracts some kind of bacteria or something. So isn't a public restaurant offering pickled eggs is now kind of no longer allowed unless they want to submit their recipe and do all sorts of tests on it, and all, which most people don't do. So, yeah, that's gone. So, yeah, who knows?
Where are you from originally that you want to protect?
Well, I graduated high school in Troy in southeast Michigan. Currently, I'm in Birch Run, but we have a place we bought, which is, well, I mentioned Robert Zielinski, the double E professor in the 80s there. I had his old house on Lake Superior out in Red Ridge. I bought it from him, and that's where we're going to retire. So we're going to redo that house, and that's where we're going to go to retire. And it's being worked on right now, so hopefully in a few years, we'll be out of here and up there.
That sounds beautiful. Congratulations on a house on Superior. It's going to be amazing. You'll get all sorts of weather and cold, but beautiful.
Well, I'm a cold weather person. If you ask me to go to Florida or Southern California, I'm like just, I've had to do business trips there. I'm like, oh, man, this is just miserable. I hate these places. I'd much rather have snow and 20 degrees and snowmobiling and snowshoeing in the wintertime. I mean, I like the seasons. I like the summer, but fall and winter, that's where I'm at.
I like a little bit of winter, but Michigan, especially upper Michigan, has way too much winter, so I usually like to escape January and come back March-ish. It gets to be too many gray days. I like snow, I just don't like all the gray.
Yeah, I hear you on that one. You're definitely not alone, so I think I'm more the outlier than anyone else, so... You're definitely not alone in that sentiment.
Well, I guess I'm getting close here to Birch Run and Springtonmoose, it looks like. And it's a little bit of flutter, so I'm going to say nice chatting with you. And keep listening. Maybe somebody else will pop through. K2 Radio.
All right there, K2 Radio. Enjoy the rest of your travels here today. Drive safe. And maybe we'll hear you again. This is KF8 AYL. I'm clear.
Good evening. 20:00. Partly cloudy. 24 degrees. Good evening, 21:00. Mostly cloudy. 24 degrees.
KF8AYL monitoring.
Good evening, 22:00. Mostly cloudy. 24 degrees.
KF 80 well, monitoring. KF 80 well, monitoring.
Good evening, 23 hours, mostly cloudy, 21 degrees.